Kilimanjaro is a snow-covered mountain 19,710 feet high, and is said to be the highest mountain in Africa. Its western summit is called by the Maasai Ngadji Ngai, the House of God. Close to the western summit, there is the dried and frozen carcass of a leopard. No one has explained what the leopard was seeking at that altitude. "The marvelous thing is that it's painless," he said. "That's how you know when it starts."
"Is it really?"
"Absolutely. I'm awfully sorry about the odor, though. That must bother you."
"Don't. Please don't."
"Look at them," he said. "Now, is it sight or is it scent that brings them like that?" The cot the man lay on was in the wide shade of a mimosa tree, and as he looked out past the shade onto the glare of the plain, there were three of the big birds, squatted obscenely, while in the sky a dozen more sailed, making quick-moving shadows as they passed. "They've been there since the day the truck broke down," he said. "Today's the first time any have lit in the ground. I watched the way they sailed very carefully at first, in case I ever wanted to use them in a story." "That's funny now." "I wish you wouldn't," she said. "I'm only talking," he said. "It's much easier if I talk, but I don't want to bother you."
"You know it doesn't bother me," she said. "It's that I've gotten so very nervous not being able to do anything. I think we might make it as easy as we can until the plane comes.
Or until the plane doesn't come."
"Please tell me what I can do. There must be something I can do."
"Well, you can take the leg off. That might stop it, though I doubt it. Or you can shoot me. You're a good shot now. I taught you to shoot, didn't I?"
"Please don't talk that way. Couldn't I read to you?"
"Read what?"
"Anything in the book bag that we haven't read."
"I can't listen to it," he said. "Talking's the easiest. We quarrel. That makes the time pass."
"I don't quarrel. I never want to quarrel. Let's not quarrel anymore, no matter how nervous we get. Maybe they'll be back with another truck today. Maybe the plane will come."
"I don't want to move," the man said. "There's no sense in moving now, except to make it easier for you."
"That's cowardly."
"Can't you let a man die as comfortably as he can without calling him names? What's the use of slanging me?"
"You're not going to die."
"Don't be silly. I'm dying now. Ask those bastards." He looked over to where the huge, filthy birds sat, their naked heads sunk in the hunched feathers. A fourth planed down to run quick-legged and then waddle slowly towards the others.
"They're around every camp. You never notice them. You can't die if you don't give up."
"Where did you read that? You're such a bloody fool."
"You might think about someone else."
"Oh, for Christ's sake," he said. "That's been my trade." He lay then and was quiet for a while and looked across the heat shimmer.